Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Congratulations, Hartford.
Woohoo!
Number 27. Yeah. Phil, you want to do a little research? How many cities are there in the United States? Number 27, it doesn't sound like a lot because you think 50 states.
How many cities?
There's a million cities in every state.
I'm going to say
4. All right, this is not a quiz. All right, so it's Oregon's top 50 rattiest cities. And they don't mean dumpy. They mean cities with a high rat population.
Exactly right.
Hartford's number 27. Why is this?
Why, for God's sake? Why? Why?
Dave the Rodent Wrangler is on. Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you been?
The Rodent Wrangler. Interesting.
Good, thank you. Remember, we had him on before.
Yep.
Years ago, and his friends still call him the Rodent Wrangler. He's with EnviroCare Pest Control in Watertown. Why? What's happening in Hartford?
It's not just Hartford. It's, and I hate to say this, but part of the reason is COVID-19. The lack of, and it's going to sound funny, but the lack of fresh food from commercial establishments really does affect rat populations, especially in the city. But make no mistake about it, rodents, not just rats, have been on the uprise, have been on the upswing for years for both residential and commercial. Yeah. It just seems now is worse in bigger cities because they don't have that natural food source that they relied on for years.
What draws them to a location? Has to be dumpy, right?
Freeway close. Yep. Yeah.
No.
Like garbage.
No.
Right. No.
Well, it's water. It's not dumpy. I mean, I know that you think of the inner city is dumpy, and sure, you know, some places are. But you know, here's the thing: if they need all the same things that you and I do, which is food, water, and shelter, and in the absence of one of those things, they become aggressive.
Right.
They're going to become aggressive, and they need food. And the less food that they have, the more that you're going to see them, because the more that they're going to spread out and look for those things. And just so you know, the rats actually need water more than food. That's how desperate they are.
Hmm.
Like drink.
Believe it or not.
So you'll find them near rivers and whatever.
Right. Ports and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah. The rat that we deal with in Connecticut is actually called the Norway rat. We don't have roof rats really in the northern portion of Connecticut.
The Norway rat.
Right. Yeah, it's blonde. Yeah, blue eyes. Yep. Likes ABBA. There was something he had at night.
They're great yodelers.
They really are. Yeah, they love cheese. Mm. And really good chocolates, too.
Yeah, the Norway rat is known to live in sewer systems and around water areas. They're very prolific, and it's not just the city; it's residential areas as well.
When a rat gives birth, how many rats?
Oh, gross!
About 6 to 7, and they have between 3 to 6 litters a year, and they're young, ready to reproduce fairly quickly. So it's
like how quickly
they shoot rat, like ratatouille.
Usually within 60 to 90 days or so.
So a rat that's 60 days old can give birth to another.
They're getting ready. They're getting ready to be able.
They start
to,
dating. They have like braces and stuff like that. They're kind of awkward to go to school dance and things.
They're
like
dating.
That. They get their first kiss. You know how it is.
Prom.
Exactly right. It's not easy.
Backseat.
They graduate. They meet someone nice and they go to college. And yeah.
So two rats in like a couple of months, you can have dozens, hundreds.
Right.
Yes. I wouldn't say hundreds in a couple of months, but in a year's period, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, we can say it's that, but there's something about Hartford, right? Because there's how many cities in the United States?
All right, so there's like 19,000 something settlements, only whatever have less than 10,000 population. So I did the math, this minus this, 3,092 have a population over 10,000.
3,092 cities that will count for today.
Okay.
And Hartford's number 27. So Bridgeport didn't make it. New Haven didn't make it.
No.
Waterbury's not on the list.
No.
What is it about Hartford? I mean, it does have proximity to water.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
But so does Bridgeport. Yeah.
You got a good nightclub scene. You got a good concerts and whatnot.
You don't really have a nightclub scene there.
Well, not right now, but they did.
There's nothing going on. But again, that's what it gets. Yep.
He's just not going to let the facts get in the way of jokes.
Exactly, damn it. No, exactly, damn it.
I just don't want someone driving up to Hartford tonight saying, well, you know, I heard they have a good nightclub scene.
Right. Well, they used to want to.
Right.
Driving. Mm-hmm. That's why it's rats now. Yeah.
Well, And that's what it, and honestly, that's what it gets down to. I mean, when you go into Hartford, I mean, Hartford is really no different than any other big city. Why they have a larger rat population could have something to do with control methods. Could have a lot to do with COVID and the lack of restaurants.
The capital.
maybe they're not paying. Maybe they're not paying their taxes, and they're all going up to Hartford.
Right.
But Hartford really is no bigger than any other city. And you have to remember that a lot of these things have to be reported. And there's also a bit of, you know, you had a private company do their own research, and how they arrived at the rattiest city probably has a lot to do with their
Could be the calls they're getting. So maybe
exactly.
Bridgeport has more, but they're just not calling.
They're like,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Right. It's another day.
I mean, they're not going out there and taking a head count.
Bridgeport's water is, salt water, so they probably don't like salt water, right?
No, but there's freshwater areas down there too that they can be in, and you also, you know, you can also have rats in areas that are not around water. So, you know, don't get hung up on that. But the reason why there's more rats is the lack of food and the fact that restaurants are not producing what they used to.
This is kind of hillbilly. Well, very hillbilly.
Yeah.
But I lived out in White Hills, and we had a septic system, and we were renting a house, and my dad got in a back and forth about because the septic system broke.
Okay.
Right?
And
my dad wasn't going to fix it. And he's like, you own the house, you fix it.
Right, as it should be.
And it became this whole deal. And the next thing you know, there's this area in the yard. It was kind of wooded, but it was an area in the yard that was all just full of sewage.
Gotcha.
Oh,
it was
horrible.
And then now all the rats started coming.
Now,
is there a bus or how do they, like,
they follow their nose.
This is out in the middle of the woods, not near any water.
It's rat stock.
And they're just like, hey, did you hear?
It's rat stock.
Sewage!
Let's go to the promised land.
Yeah, they all got little vans out there, and they all cruised out there. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, rat stock.
It's expansion of territory, and usually when you find them out in the country, it may not have been the sewage per se, but, for instance, now there's a lot more people growing their own meat, chickens, goats, producing milk and eggs. A lot of people feed birds.
Farms.
Two of the biggest things that you'll find.
Right.
Exactly.
So food source. Okay. That's why they come over there.
Dave, the rodent wrangler, is on. How do you get rid of rats?
Multifaceted approaches. You got to trap for them. You got to use poison bait for them.
Raise taxes.
Raise taxes. food source elimination. There's tracking powders. They burrow holes in the ground.
You can
use poison bait and burrow. Tracking powder. It actually looks just like tracking powder.
So you see little footprints and they're walking away.
Well, no. rats actually groom fairly regularly. So if you use a poison tracking powder, they get it on their body and then they groom themselves, and it's an anticoagulant, and you know, they'll expire 3 to 5 days. Three to five days later.
They're smart, though, right? They're way smarter than mice. Because we had when we had the horse barn, we had a rat in there, and we put a trap in it. Like that thing was so smart, just never went in it.
It was slick.
It's actually called. It's not so much that they're smart; it's that they're shy. The thing with rats is that there's something called pre-baiting, where you have to get them used to the new things in their environment, and then once you feed them for a while, then you set them and you start whacking them and you start
like a mini beefalo.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah.
Which is still on the loose.
You draw him near and then you capture
him. Did they catch him yet?
No.
Not yet.
Still no.
Nope.
Oh.
I mean, I think we got to get Dave the rodent wrangler up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, in a cow suit.
Ashley?
If a rat, it's going to smell, right? Like, what do you do if a rat, eats poison, goes in your house somewhere, dies? Like, how do you...
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So, people ask that question all the time. So, here's the thing. There's no easy way to kill something, no matter what you do. The problem with rats is that their body decomposes at a much slower rate than say, a mouse would. So, a mouse is going to smell for 5 to 7 days. A rat is going to be in excess of that. That's why we use, personally, a lot of trapping techniques, because at least you know where the rat dies. And we actually use an all-natural liquid rodent repellent called Propel on the outside portion of the house that actually works pretty well. It's not the do-all, end-all, but it's a great tool for rodents and for all types of rodents, rats and mice. But yeah, smell is a problem.
Yeah.
Or
if one dies in the wall, man, you're breaking that wall open.
Yeah.
Replace the cheese with C4. This way it explodes. You know what it is.
I've actually gone to houses where people have kicked holes in the walls looking looking for them.
Found them.
Oh, man.
Okay.
No.
C4 is not far from what my father did with this rat problem with the septic area. So he had a party over at the house on a Saturday, and him and his crazy friends poured gas in the area. Lit it on fire, and as the rats were running out on fire, he was shooting them.
Oh, wow.
It was, I got to tell you, the most spectacular thing, but the most hillbilly thing I've ever been involved in.
That's very war movie-ish.
It is.
You know, like I said,
well, they're already on fire. Full Why are you jacket. Shooting them? Just let them die.
Right. I don't know, for sport.
The target shooting.
For sport.
Can't let them near the house.
Right. Very hillbilly.
They're advancing. Well, fire.
It prevents suffering.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Put them out of their misery.
Right, right.
That's what everyone was thinking about.
That's right. That's right.
No, because when guys are bored, we think of really interesting things to do.
Dave, the rodent wrangler's on talking about all the rats in Hartford. Number 27 on the list of rattiest cities in the United States.
Do we get T-shirts or what?
Can you tell us a story or two about you like going into an area and just, you know, gross rat, crazy rat stories?
Well, so I've been in the industry now for about 27 years, but I started my business about 23. So when I first started, I had an elderly woman in one of the inner cities that had the worst hoarding issue that I've ever seen in my
Dave,
life.
Dave, can you talk into the mouthpiece? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Way better.
Yeah, okay. I had a lady in one of the inner cities that had a hoarding issue, worst I've ever seen. Anyway, long story short, is I get a call on Saturday afternoon from the condo association. They're all waiting outside of her door, and they're calling me, telling me that I have to do something because they saw a rat come out of her garage. I pull up to the job, like I'm Wyatt Earp, and I'm coming up, and there's basically people waiting for this poor woman outside of her house.
Wow.
She comes in, tells me, he's in the bathroom, and she hands me a broomstick.
Oh, there you go. Whack with
here
this.
You go. Yeah.
Right. It's like a mob movie.
Right.
Yeah.
Go take care of him.
Yeah.
So I say to this poor woman, I said, well, okay. I said, well, what should I do? And she says, go get him. So
all right.
You got him.
I open up the door, and I said, no matter what you hear, don't open up this door.
No matter how much I scream and beg to open it, do not open this door.
And then I did what I had to do, and then I spent the next 3 hours cleaning up after myself, and the mob went away, but
was that
nobody
messy?
In my industry.
That is like a mob movie scene, right? You go kill the rat.
Yeah, but what if the rat reaches over and grabs your broomstick and beats you with it?
Right.
That was a big rat. Ow! Let me out of here! Let me out of here! I know why he said not to listen to me. It was a joke!
Yeah, it's that by far is one of the most gruesome things I've ever had to do. But the poor woman was, I mean, it was ugly. Then every exterminator has had this experience where they lift up a suspended ceiling and fecal matter. Fecal matter fall on them. I've had live rats fall out of ceilings.
Or worse, fruitcake.
That happened to my grandma. She was making making lunch, and she insisted there are no mice in my house. And as she was talking, it fell off the ceiling and into her hair.
See? That's timing right there. At that point, mouse gets...
That's God saying, watch this.
Exactly. Watch Sully freak out. Hang on.
We're at 3% COVID rate. What the hell?
What the hell?
Why and what can we do about it? Kent Pierce, News 8, was doing a story on it this morning. He's on the phone. Hey.
And are you really all that surprised?
No.
No.
Zero. And that's an excellent question.
I mean, we were here before, you know, back in the spring was the last time we were 3%, was June. And what has everybody been saying all along? There's going to be a second wave. The weather's going to get colder. The numbers are going to go up again, right?
School's going to get back in. Kids are going to come in from all over the country for college. It's going to be some sports.
Like a bad soup. Yep.
It's going to be families getting
thing,
together.
Though.
Yes.
But what we learned, what this story is telling us, what the experts are telling us, is that it's not necessarily just the act of going to school, attending school, because they're all doing these precautions. You know, you've got people there. You've got the teachers and administrators monitoring things in the school. So, yes, we've seen, you know, individual cases. Some schools, you get two or three kids, a teacher, a bus driver here and there. But what the experts are telling us is that it's not school that's driving up the rate overall all over the state.
What is it?
It's some other things.
Like what?
Well, in terms of school, sort of school adjacent, carpooling. You know, so you got these protocols in place for in school, for on the school bus, but, you know, the kids do after school activities. Some are still doing sports, you know, and you get the carpool situation. Not every household has an adult with a car who can pick up a kid at whatever it is, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you got one parent who's in charge of that. Maybe the next day it's a different parent. Maybe it's different kids on different days. And so that's where they're all mixing, is because there's not the professional there overseeing things. It's not the protocols of an institution like a school when you're in the back of a minivan. And so different kids mixing, masks, no masks some days, different parents in charge. And apparently that is one of the things, according to the contact and tracing numbers, that is driving up the infection rate right now.
You know what I noticed, too? The more you're standing around somebody, the safer you feel.
Yeah.
If you're at a wedding...
Right. You get
familiar with them. An hour or something, you take your mask off. I'm sure these parents who are bringing kids to school, after a week, are like, eh, we don't need our mask.
Hey, Jimmy's okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, nothing's happened so far. It's been a few days. It must be fine. But, you know, everybody's doing things not in your view, mixing with other people. You got no idea who somebody has been in contact with before they get into your car, you know?
What else?
Well, you talk about, you know, getting comfortable with people, having friends over. You know, this is, which it sounds crazy to be thinking that this is a bad thing. This is just simple human socialization. But, hey, you want to come over and watch the game. Now it carries this extra weight of, okay, what have you been doing in the past 2 weeks? Who have you been seeing? Who have you been in the same room with? And, you know, it's been all these months. You probably feel this way, too. You know, I haven't gotten sick in 7-8 months of this pandemic. You start to feel a little bit more confident. And that is exactly what is going to cause a bad second wave, is that relaxation of, well, you know, nothing's happened to me. Nothing's happened to any of my friends for these first few months. You know, probably nothing's going to happen now.
Yeah, we got this.
And, you invite some people over, some drinks.
Kent Pierce, News 8 is on. I feel the opposite. So I'm like, I got this far.
Yeah.
I don't want to screw it up now. And I see the numbers going up, so I'm like, wow, I have to clean more now.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, that's a good instinct.
Yeah.
And we're two masks now.
That's the right thing to think.
I was at a wedding on Friday, and, you know, all great people and whatever. But I'm just sitting there like, what am I doing?
Yeah, why am I here?
You know, what am I doing?
I could send a check.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of circumstance was it? Was it outside?
It was supposed to be outside, but it was raining Friday. So it was inside and then on a porch. But I'm sitting there and I look around and it's me and another guy with mask on. I'm like, okay, it's down to the two of us. Yeah. But, you know, you stay as far away as you can and all of that stuff. I love when people say, I'm fine. I don't have it. I'm like, really? How do you know? Have you checked yourself?
Are you a doctor? Are you Dr. Fauci?
Even if you're a doctor, you don't know.
You have no idea.
You don't walk around and know. But some people don't feel, you know, everybody has their own opinion. I don't want to get into a fight with anyone.
Hey, you.
All right, so we got carpooling, friends, right? What else?
Yeah, well, it's informal gatherings is kind of the catch-all phrase that they've been using out there, which is, you know, you go to a restaurant and it's, you know, like a school. There's somebody there in charge or somebody monitoring things. Everybody's wearing a mask when they're supposed to be. But it's the things you're talking about. Sitting on somebody's porch, going over to somebody's house. Informal gatherings are going to be the thing that's going to drive us up even further here, because really there's no control over that. There's nobody monitoring that. And those kind of informal gatherings in the colder weather are all going to be inside now where the ventilation's not as good. Mm. So there's going to be more indoor activity like that. And we're coming up, you know, it's what, 6 weeks to Thanksgiving, something like that, five or 6 weeks. And you get the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, all that kind of stuff. Everybody wants to socialize more during those times, even if it's just with, you know, members of your family. But it's family, you know, somebody flies up from Florida, you haven't seen them in months. You know, somebody comes in from out of state. Even if it's just a few close family members, if they've come from other places with higher rates, you know, you're increasing the infection risk for everybody.
That's Interesting. If you go to an event
and
you're walking in and you see a Florida license plate, you're like, oh, damn, which one is it?
Yeah, I'm not going.
I want to stand away from
it. We were all worried about that back in the spring, right? We were all seeing New York plates everywhere and going, oh, those New Yorkers, they're coming here, they're going to affect us all. And now, of course, you know, New York is worried about people from Connecticut and New Jersey coming in because we've got the higher infection rates now.
Ken Pierce, News 8, is on talking about COVID 3% and why we think we're going up, and not school as much as carpooling, friends over, informal gatherings. Mm-hmm. Anything else on your list?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do. You still got to pick up those kids from soccer practice or whatever it is, right? So, A, try to make sure it's the same kids all the time. You're not, you know, mixing up different kids, having different ones in the van, in the minivan or whatever every day. But two, always have everybody wear a mask every second they're in there. And none of this is safe. If we roll down the windows, we're fine, because unless you're, you know, in a convertible or something like that, you're still indoors. That air is still going to be mingling person to person because you're sitting right next to each other. And three, before the kids even get in the car, just say, hey, how you feeling today? You know, you've been coughing, runny nose, you're feeling all feverish. Just a simple thing like that. It's not going to, you know, if there's plenty of asymptomatic carriers of this out there, but it's one more thing you can do to try to keep everybody in that minivan safe.
Is it wrong to have a temporal scan around you before the kid gets in the car and go beep? Just check the kid's head.
If you're 99, you're out. I say use it.
Yep. You should have a pad on the seat that will detect if their temperature starts to rise while they're in the minivan, and if it does, open the door and take a hard left.
Or just an injection of seat.
It goes on, Mr. Bond.
Right.
I cannot endorse Chaz's scenario there. But yeah.
You laughed. You loved it.
All right. Well, good story this morning. Important one, too.
Thank you. Glad you were listening.
So you had no outbreaks at News 8?
No, none. Absolutely none. Yeah. You know, we've had a couple of scares where people were around somebody. You know, Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, she tested positive a few weeks ago, and we had had a crew that had interviewed her fairly recently, and, you know, had those people stay home for a few days.
Right.
But no, we've had nobody who works at News 8 test positive.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Good. How about you guys?
We've been lucky. You know, the company started doing things. I remember being on vacation in March, reading the emails, thinking, I feel like we're overreacting. And then about 3 or 4 days later, everybody was doing it. Yep. And this just kept happening. I thought, so we're ahead. We're ahead of the curve here.
Right.
So. Yeah, I don't know what it's like there, but here, you know, I have not been allowed in the newsroom since mid-March.
Really?
Wow.
They keep the field crews in a whole different area.
Is it a height thing?
Well, they cleared a bunch of people in the creative, the arts stuff upstairs, the people who make graphics and stuff like that and do promotions and stuff like that. They had a big open space up on the second floor, and so they cleared all of them out of there. And so the field crews only work out of there. They've set up some tables, safe distance apart. I've been working with the same photographer pretty much every day for the past 7 months. And so when we're in the building, we're separate from the folks in the newsroom.
I love the sets now. Everyone's so far away.
Right. They have to shout at each other. So how's the weather anyway?
Okay.
I don't know. How's the traffic?
Back to you!
What?
I said back! Hey, you!
I don't have the flu.
And then the hair coloring. Yeah. That was hair coloring and haircuts in the first few months. It felt like that, what was it, Beetlejuice or Batman movie?
Yeah.
When all the
news actors, exactly.
Yeah, go
the
make
first
no
Batman movie with Jack Nicholson. Yep.
Right.
I was thinking the exact same thing back then, yeah.
That white hair
I probably 3 months without getting a haircut there, yeah.
Wow. All right, Kent, great story today. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
All right. Kent Pierce, News 8. There's a story from Channel 2 that talks about New York, Connecticut. How do we deal with this now?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Governor Cuomo acknowledging the potentially sticky wicket that the addition of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Connecticut to the travel advisory for the first time might pose.
There are so
did he sound
many
like he was running out of air?
Yes, he did.
The first time might pose?
Yep.
I don't know if I feel comfortable if a guy's doing a story on COVID and can't breathe.
Something smells stinky.
The travel advisory for the first time might pose.
There are so many interconnections between Jersey and Connecticut and Pennsylvania.
Starting with the massive number of residents of those states who come to New York every day for their jobs, especially in the New York City area.
If you were to limit access to New Jersey or Connecticut, I don't know if it's even to what extent it would be possible, and it would also be seriously disruptive to the economy.
Cuomo was not directly asked, nor did he say, if those border states would get a pass, but he did seem to indicate they might.
But we don't have any final conclusion yet, but for a practical matter.
What are you going to do?
What do you do? Space helmets. Everybody wears space helmet. Goldfish bowl.
How about that?
That's a goldfish bowl?
Goldfish bowl, yeah. I'm in a goldfish bowl.
How do you get air in there?
You don't.
Your face is turning blue.
Give it really fast. Exactly right. Yeah. That's not, I'm not going to lie. And apparently my breath smells.
And then you walk outside, they get all foggy.
Right. Oh, can't see anything.
So your hair looks weird now.
I just walked to a cab.
You need a little windshield wiper on that.
I do. I really do.
Your eyes are popping out of the sockets.
I probably should take a goldfish out of here, too.
But you need
a goldfish swimming around your head.
There he goes again. There he goes again.
Conclusion yet. There he is. For all practical matters, you can't do border control with New Jersey and
was he falling asleep while he was saying this?
You can't.
I like him.
Wow, that's a long clip. That's half the story.
Yep.
You can't do border control with New Jersey and Connecticut.
It's like he's going along to music that we can't hear.
Right. So keep on talking till the next
one. It might not be as complicated, though, to set up checkpoints at thruway entrances near the PA border like
Wait,
at
is
Ripley
this guy being strangled?
Apparently, it's Britney Spears' brother.
He keeps running out of air.
It's Britney Spears' voice coach.
I'm reporting again.
Wow. he sounds like someone has a hand on his throat.
He went with the fishbowl method, and now he's running out of oxygen.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, actually, the fish is in my nose.
Checkpoints at thruway entrances near the PA border, like at Ripley or Westfield.
It
does. Did anyone teach him how to speak and breathe?
Sounds like a cartoon character. Hey,
near the border at Ripley or Redfield.
It seems like the two easiest things to do, speak and breathe. Well, like the other stuff about cutting a news package together and what quotes to use and to write the piece. That's the hard part. He doesn't even have the easiest parts down.
I'm still working on this whole speech thing.
But that might mean enforcing the rules in our part of the
Hold
state.
Hold on a second. As you were saying, you're still working on the speech. You didn't speak right.
Yeah, because I heard the guy talk and I shut it down real quick. I'm going to go with that one, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But that might mean enforcing the rules in our part of the state and not in others. It's certainly more complicated than intercepting passengers on an inbound flight from an affected state.
You ever call into work sick and you're not sick and you stuff tissues up your nose?
Yeah, you have to talk
to sound like you're stuffed up?
Oh, tissues. I was putting peanuts.
No one's done that?
It wasn't easy.
No. Never did the tissue thing.
No.
You just hold your nose.
No.
I can't breathe through my nose.
No, people can tell.
Really? Or you could just stick your fingers in your nose.
Oh, we're getting show and tell here.
You're there anyway.
I'm
just having
a Chaz and AJ TV moment here.
It's
an experiment.
People can tell if you're holding your nose like this, they can tell.
Oh, really? Damn.
No?
So what'd you do? You take paper and just jam in your nose.
Yeah, you take tissue paper.
Right. In this case, it's paper cloth. So you're going to chafe your nose now.
Take this picture.
There's two pieces of paper we'll never touch.
Because you're leaving a voicemail.
Right. Gotcha.
I thought this was how Marlon Brando did the Godfather voice.
No, he put
it's in his cheeks. So
grapes.
See? Now I sound like I'm plugged up.
You do.
And I'm not putting on a fake voice because they could tell when you start doing this, like this guy on the show.
Right, Peter Pappas will be here. So, right.
This is how it's going.
Gotcha. Yeah. That was your...
Then you have to sound tired, like, oh, hey, it's Chaz. I'm not going to be able to make it in today. I just feel horrible. Okay, see ya.
That's it? You don't talk? Don't.
I wish I got that on video.
Sanitize that microphone.
Right. And the board.
Well, hey, good luck, laddie.
This guy sounds like he's calling in fake sick.
I ain't touching there.
Like here in Buffalo, where, by the way, the National Guard today took over what had been the duties of local health officials in obtaining information from travelers, and where a protest over that was held today.
We've got people from states that cross the pages.
Wait, did he fart?
I have no idea.
Is that Jersey?
Why not edit that out?
Yeah, we got people
why leave that in the report?
Yeah, Jersey.
What, did he pick up a leg when he did?
He did, yeah. He also pointed.
We've got people from...
Who be Halloween?
Who boy?
Don't bother.
There you go. See? Thank you. That was public service from Chaz.
It was free, except for the time.
Yeah.
That it took, that you'll never get back. Have you seen it, Joe?
I have not seen that.
Do not waste your time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what it's like?
I appreciate that.
It's like, I don't know if you ever saw a cooking show where they have all of the best ingredients. You're like, man, are they going to make a meal? And they just screw it up. They just couldn't put it together in the right proportions.
Like a bad cook.
They had everything there.
Right.
And it was a disappointment.
Gotcha.
Not too bad.
It's a bad meal. Gotcha.
Tried too hard, didn't put enough into it. What was the...
Yeah.
Just burnt it.
Too much.
Too much.
Just burnt.
Yeah, and as they're rolling out the cast, Steve Buscemi's like this nutty neighbor, you know?
I can see that, yeah.
Oh, Kevin James is the police chief.
That should work, okay.
I see all these people. I'm like, this is going to be great.
Epic! Oh, my God!
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Whole crew. Nope.
So it's kind of like the little Nicky...
Yeah, so don't see that one. What would you suggest on Netflix or free stuff?
What would I suggest? Well, on Netflix, there's a pretty good horror movie that's been on there for a while called Hush, which is about this deaf writer sort of at an isolated cabin in the woods who was being stalked by a strange guy. And it's really suspenseful. It's really scary. And And her resourcefulness, despite not being able to hear, is something you get really involved with.
Wow, wow.
And this director's got two shows now that are on Netflix that are also great. Mike Flanagan.
Yeah, he's very talented. Very talented guy.
Awesome. You want to hear some audio from it? She's in her house.
Pretty quiet so far.
Putting on a coat. Looks like she's going to leave. It's very exciting.
That's their audience.
This is what I should have done when I was watching Who Be Halloween. Well, she put her coat on, and she has her shoes on, and now she's sitting on a chair. And she put her shoes on a chair. So, first of all, that's scary to me. It's white leather. Right. She has her sneakers on the couch.
Right.
Now she's looking up something on the internet, and she just got an email notification.
How to remove shoe stains.
Oh. Maddie's iPhone, picture message. Let's click on it.
Yeah.
Message, click. It's taking a long time to click. Let's click, please.
Oh, bad service.
Oh, this is creepy. It's a picture of her sitting on the chair.
She
has Boost Mobile, too. Huh?
Somebody's in the house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's everything she had just done.
That's freaky.
It's a number of pictures in a series of everything she... Oh, wait.
She just texted.
Show her putting the coat on.
She just texted. Yes. Thank God I wasn't taking a poop.
Yeah. Hold on.
It's creepy.
What are the pictures?
Oh, and there she is in that moment. Wow. Who can text that fast?
Yeah. I took a while.
Wow.
I usually screw it
up. Took that picture, sent that picture.
And then she got it. That was the strange part, is she got it right away. Normally it takes like a half a minute.
Yeah, you put the wrong emoji instead of scared emoji, but a laughy face emoji. That's the worst.
Damn it.
Yeah. That looks pretty good. I think I'd watch that.
All right.
It would be horrible if the pictures arrived out of order. Can you imagine?
That's the worst, yeah.
Something happened.
That's
You'd be confused.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah. This is from summer last year.
That looks good. You know, we talked about the audition last week, and Jennifer and I wanted to watch it. It's not free.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
It'll cost you.
No, that's not your fault. That's Jeff Bezos. Like, he needs more money, or Bezos or whatever.
Yeah. He's getting divorced again.
Well, I clicked on Amazon, and then I clicked on that movie, and then it said, okay, click here for a 7-day or whatever free trial period.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then we're going to start charging. I'm like,
That's like crack. Here's a little bit for free, and then you're hooked.
Charge me $3. I'll gladly pay it right now to watch the movie, but I'm not getting into another subscription.
You can subscribe, watch it, and cancel.
I thought that's what I pay for Prime, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
All these companies just see us as meatbags with money, and their whole goal in life is just to extract the money from the meatbags.
Right.
Totally. I mean, the whole reason people cut the cord was to avoid those cable charges. But when you get into these streaming services, they start to add up, and you're back in the same place you were with cable.
Right. But it's not a $200 bill. It's
right.
$57 bills.
And it's still
yeah,
less.
And they come in little increments, so you don't notice it as much. It's $6.99 here, $7.99 there.
They clearly did a price point and said, if we keep it under here, they'll do a million of them.
Yep. Next thing you know.
Yep. Yep.
All right. So that's my horror show, looking right. through all those charges.
Right.
Jamie in Waterbury.
Oh.
Hello? Hey, you're on. Hello? What do you got, brother?
7.9.
Far.
What? Please try that.
Session nine. It's about a group of asbestos cleaners that go into an abandoned insane asylum, and they find these tapes. And as they look, as one of them goes through the tapes, he becomes more in depth into what's basically he almost becomes possessed. And it gets wilder and wilder as they go deeper into the sessions that he's listening to. And it takes place in I think it's Danvers, Mass. And it's about a legend up there that's been going on about the insane asylums up in that area.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. I'm just telling you guys got to watch it. Definitely. Right.
Oh, thank you. Joe, have you heard of this one?
You know, it's funny. I haven't seen it, but I've had several friends tell me just what he said, that it's really scary, really original, but I haven't gotten to it yet. But, yeah, that's kind of a cult film already.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep.
Thank you. Here's some sound from it.
Good.
I can't tell what's happening. They're showing clips of
doesn't sound good.
Sessions.
This dude's looking out a window. All right. Hey, you know, it's one of those. Well, there's a bag with Jiffy peanut butter and Oreo cookies. Ooh. And it looks like a bottle of champagne. Oh, and flour. So he's going on a date night.
Oh.
Them's eats.
That's peanut a great butter. Dinner.
Yep.
I got to tell you,
you can't say no to
this music does not suggest to me lovely. Date night that's going to go well. What's the occasion, Gordon? All right, now there's some creepy image of a guy with a bag on his head.
Oh,
no, baby. Random
black,
baby.
Black gloves.
Do it.
Blood. Okay, good.
It's a Nike commercial.
Session 9. I'm going to write that one down. I think I might watch it. All right. We have one on the text.
Jimmy from Portland is suggesting The Midnight Man.
Midnight Man?
Also Midnight Mass ones.
Mm.
And Christmas.
Now, Joe, are you saying to the Oreos or to Midnight Man?
No.
Oreos
are
great.
Involuntary. Yeah. Mm. But no, Midnight Man I've never heard of. I'll have to check that out.
All right.
Looks like the internet says it's a 2016 movie. It's got a 30% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not good.
It's not a good rating.
Yep, there
no.
you go.
No,
it's That's
not.
Why it's a Midnight Man.
A girl and her friends
Who's
playing
it.
No dude. One that I recognize. Oh, Robert Englund, okay. The guy that does Freddy Krueger.
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, you never know. Let's go with Rich in Waterbury.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Mr. Meyer, there's a movie with Ethan Hawke in it, and he starts watching some 50mm film in the attic.
Is that Sinister?
I forget the name of it. Oh man, that thing there is—I can't watch it. That's freaky. Yeah, that's it.
I don't really want to watch it either.
I heard King
Rain Man. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
I turned it off. I don't like the guy's face in the background every time he's looking at the film.
Wow. Kind of creeps me out.
Has anyone here seen it?
No.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah, I'm good.
Here's the crazy thing about Session 9.
Have a good day.
It won't let me click out.
Thank you.
Oh my God!
You must watch.
You're being repossessed.
No, there's an image of a guy in a white, one of these suits that you wear when you're removing asbestos,
right?
With a mask, and he's just got blood all over him.
Oh
and
God!
It won't let me click out.
Oops, that's freaky.
Where do we want to start? Let's start with AJ's announcement that made Ashley scream.
Yeah, the announcement was made yesterday that the Charlie Brown specials we all watch around Halloween, Christmas, whatever, will no longer be broadcast on regular television, now on Apple TV.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Why make
why?
It difficult?
Why? Why? Don't know why.
Like, I don't know how to Apple TV. Like, just give it to me the way I've watched it for 31 years.
ABC and CBS ran them all the time. Now it's going to be available on streaming only on Apple TV.
Right.
Gotta move into this century.
Yep.
No. It's a classic. All of them are classics.
Yeah, it's just, it's a cable bill, Charlie Brown. Yes.
You can't outgrow those.
Well, no, but you could pay for them.
Man, this world's going to hell in a handbasket.
That's what it is.
Right. He took my cartoon away.
2020 just got back.
That's
S just got real.
Pandemic, people dying, right. Fires, floods, right. Avalanches.
I can't watch Snoopy. This is BS.
That's but no Charlie Brown Halloween. That's it. I'm out.
Riots.
That's it. Well, the stairway to the roof is over there.
They've taken the last thing from me.
Can I tell you something about Charlie Brown? If you watch that stuff now, I don't know, as an adult, it's stupid.
See, I love it. It's still tradition.
I love it as a kid. I thought it was great. Yeah. Now I watch it, and I think, what the hell? This is stupid.
Do we know Peppermint Patty is a girl or a boy?
It's a girl. Okay. The name Patty? Really? After all these years, you have to ask that question?
I was just curious. She always seems sort of ambiguous.
What are you saying?
To me, I could never decipher her gender.
Well, it's a girl.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you for answering that 31-year-old question. Appreciate it.
Well, maybe it's because Marcy always calls her sir.
Yeah.
Well, that's a sign of respect.
Well,
it's confusing.
Yeah. You know.
You know.
It is what it is.
Were you wondering, Chaz?
We never did drug tests.
No. One, I was wondering why Charlie Brown has no hair. One. And two, Pigpen. I love this kid.
The poor kid is dirty. He just needs a shower.
He has a bad life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
he's
the
very
best
happy.
Life.
He's very happy being dirty.
He just loves being outside all the time.
Exactly right. He's like the first like naturist.
All right. So that blows for people who love watching that for free. You know,
I do like watching
it. Snatch up all those classics, Wizard of Oz. All this stuff is going to be owned by these people, and they're going to charge you.
Yeah. I do watch Charlie Brown specials every year.
Yeah, it's something nice to do. I click it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially the Christmas one.
Yeah.
What moment in that would you sit through the... Okay, the music. But what moment in that...
The music is great.
What moment in that special would you is worth sitting through the whole thing for?
When they're all singing around the tree after they got the tree to be nice. The music was all messed up.
Yeah.
And they make it... And they all sing in unison. They all breathe at the same time. I love that part.
It's only a half an hour.
You see their heads go down? Right, exactly. That's worth the price of admission right there.
There's that part, and then at the Christmas one, when they're all on the stage.
They're all dancing?
They're all dancing, but they're all dancing a different way, and some of them are just like really stupid. Like this one guy's got just his neck on.
If you want to see something really cool.
That's an Instagram video. Ashley just shows us all the dances.
If you want to see something, it's a couple years old, but you got the Outkast, put the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yes!
It's amazing.
Great.
I mean, they synced it up perfectly.
You guys ruined me hating that.
What is it?
Thanks. Now I want to see it.
It's a miracle, Charlie Brown.
It's a miracle.
Just do Outkast Charlie Brown. You'll find the video.
It's hilarious,
All right. Bill Murray movie Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be on Apple TV. Speaking of Apple, On the Rocks, that movie he did with Rashida Jones and the director Sofia Coppola, you know, who he did Lost in Translation with.
Yeah.
It's been playing in limited theatrical release. The reviews have been pretty good. I would say more good than not good.
Wait, the way you hesitated.
Yeah.
So mixed.
Well, there are some people, you know, there were people that didn't like Lost in Translation. Right. I had friends who said, you know, nothing happens. They just hang out in the Hyatt in Tokyo. You know,
I kind of thought the
character
same thing.
Rather than, it's character rather than plot. And I think this is in the same vein. But they say Murray is very good. He plays Rashida Jones's father.
There's something about the Hollywood formula that makes a little bit of sense. Like, you want something at the end that makes you feel like it was worth it.
A payoff,
there was or a message or something.
Yep. Something.
That one just, you feel the same way all the way through, then it ends. And you're like, well, why?
Check, please.
Yeah. But I did like it.
I did, too.
All right, let's go to Kurt Begg. House of a Thousand Corpses.
It's for sale right now,
that's very, very frightening.
Really?
I love that one.
Yeah, it's supposed to be very gross, but very scary, but it has a huge cult following. I have not seen that. I think it's on a couple of the free streamings.
Is there a thousand corpses in one house? And how big is this house? How old are the corpses?
Is that the Rob Zombie movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Rob Zombie, he has a big cult following. He did a Halloween picture, too, Rob Zombie.
And Connecticut chased them out.
Yep.
Those skateboard kids.
Exactly right. Yeah, we actually made Rob Zombie leave.
Joe the Barber's calling in. Motel Hell.
Been there.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's a funny little horror movie.
It's great. Yeah, it's fun.
Motel Hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horror comedy. It has a lot of laughs in it as well as scares.
That's not the bad one he's playing. He's got the head garden, right? The people.
Yes.
He's got the garden.
It. Did he sing at night?
Little heads.
That's it.
Yeah. Bismillah, no, we will let you go. Let him go.
No.
They sing Queen song, it'd be awesome.
There's some funny clips from that movie, AJ, that you heard as sounders on this station.
Oh, really?
That are really funny.
Yeah. Oh.
And we have a horrible assignment for Joe Myers.
Horrible?
This is really, this might screw up our relationship with him.
Wow, what are you going to do?
It's very horrible.
Yeah. Right. We're going to assign you a movie to watch that AJ thinks is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Oh, I think it's great.
Okay.
AJ?
It's Trick or Treat.
All right. I'm game.
From 1986.
It's got, Mark Price, Skippy from, Family Ties, and it's got Gene Simmons, and it's got Ozzy Osbourne.
I like his reaction. He paused and he goes, all right.
And the soundtrack from Fastway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm up for anything.
You'll love it, man. It's great.
He's not going to love it.
Sure he will.
Yeah.
Joe's cool.
I love AJ's whole pitch. This person's in it. This is the music. It's great. You'll love it.
What is going on in this movie?
Is that the part where he's dancing around?
No, he's on stage. His face looks like
Are they in the auditorium?
His face looks like he burnt it.
Yeah. You'll find out why, because that's how Sammy Kerr, that's his name, the rock star's name, Sammy Kerr, died during a ritual.
Oh.
So that's why his face is half burnt. But don't say too much more, because, Joe's listening.
Oh.
A horror music?
No, it's not musical. It's not musical. You only hear, music every now and then. Yeah.
It's everything AJ wants in a movie.
It's not a musical.
No plot.
Nope.
Just hair metal.
There's a plot to it. It's awesome.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you watch it, you'll be like, you know what? We owe an apology to AJ.
Andre in Derby is calling in Evil Dead. That's a great movie.
Yeah, and he said the original.
That's terrific.
The original, because they remade it
a couple times, I think. Now.
Yeah,
who was that guy, Bruce?
No, but they made a crappy version of it, then they made a really good version of it.
The actor came in the studio that time.
Bruce Campbell.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of his last name.
Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell is hilarious.
Nice guy.
The sequel, Evil Dead 2, is also very good. Very funny.
Evil Dead 3
into a comedy.
Never seems like there's enough time when we have Joe on.
I know.
It goes by so fast. All right, Joe. So trick or treats. You're going to hate us.
No, you won't.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Melinda Lynn Guerrero, 33, was detained on Wednesday after refusing to leave a mobile gas station.
Oh, gas.
In St. Petersburg.
Apparently she's dropping off.
She's been charged with providing false information and trespassing.
Right.
She was asked multiple times what her name is.
She was silent but deadly.
Guerrero said her last name was "My butt just farted."
Right.
On her back, her real name was tattooed.
Oh, really?
Dead giveaway.
Where's say this end up?
Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
It's believed that the woman may have been under the influence of drug or alcohol.
In Florida, the hell you say?
Oh, yeah. Who saw that one coming?
Wow.
She was at a gas station.
Yeah, I said that earlier, but thank you.
I feel like we heard that one already.
Yep. Hang on a second.
I tried it out.
There's your sign.
How'd it go?
Mom mortified after daughter 5 took her lube to school to use it as hand sanitizer.
Oh, God.
I had a warming sensation. It smelled like cherries.
It's a bottle of Ann Summers.
Ann Summers.
Never heard of it.
It comes before Summer's Eve, apparently.
Innocent 5-year-old, and her name is Summer.
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
So she thought it was hers.
Right.
Right.
When you're 5, you can apparently read your name, I guess.
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Okay.
She was smart in that respect.
She wanted to follow the coronavirus rules, so she brought it to school with her. And so this way she could sanitize her hands and not get the germs.
Exactly right.
No way. How did she get her hands on in the first place?
Well, I guess mommy left
it
around.
Just out on the bedside table by accident?
I found in mommy's drawer. Here's some hand sanitizer.
Her daughter spotted the brand's name and thought it was hers. Quote, 2 days ago, I was washing Summer's school jacket and realized she'd actually been taking it to school. Because her name is Summer, and on the bottle, it said Ann Summer on it. I think she thought it was hers.
Oh. I can't blame the kid there.
Did you look it up?
Yes.
What does it say?
They're relatively cheap. Around, like, you know, $11, $14.
Is that cheap for that kind of thing?
Why, what are you paying?
The price point is accurate, I would
say. How do you know what they cost?
No comment?
I couldn't tell you what they cost.
There are
I can tell you what a large
kinds?
Pizza costs.
I got a Jiffy Lube. It's about $27.99.
I can tell you what a giant bottle of Patron costs.
Right. You're getting lubed, yes.
Yeah, that's another method, right?
Right.
It works just as well sometimes.
There are several different kinds. The 3 I have here with the name Ann Summers at the top.
Bean and bacon.
Liquid satin.
Liquid satin. It's like a paint.
Cool tingle.
Cool tingle.
I think I'd like to try that one.
Yeah, and, that sounds like you're getting pretty good. Well, caught something.
What?
Huh? I said something. You already caught something. Cool tingle. Like, oh, I feel
it
cool.
Sounds like you already caught something.
Yeah, I have a cool tingle down there.
Okay.
This last one is called Booty Relax.
I feel like I actually buy that one.
Yeah. So somebody yells at you, Booty Relax. Relax, booty.
Yeah, that's not my thing. Cool tingle sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have cream cheese and jelly?
That would be
cream cheese relax.
You know, it'd be a funny reality show.
Right.
You put those 3 on a shelf, right?
Right?
And then the 4th one is
cream cheese and jelly.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
That'd be awesome. So which one to go for?
Which one lasts the longest on the shelf?
Right. No, would be the facial expression of the people who pick up the bottle.
Right.
Wait. What?
Right. This one says sirloin burger.
What? Fried onions. Well, nah, I think I'm good.
I was horny. Now I'm just hungry.
Right.
This one's got a lox and a schmear.
Toasted garlic bread.
Right. French onion.
French
onion. Oh, jeez.
Who wants some mozzarella and marinara one? My God, when you're making love or having pizza?
I love how if we were playing The Price is Right, Ashley would win this category.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
To stun the audience. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Who would have thunk?
You probably go to a lot of showers. That's why you just buy them for those.
Right, exactly.
It's the jokes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the jokes, right. It's
and for, you know, when she likes to slip and slide in the summer, that's all.
Boy's, right. Boy's mom's face red. Oh, honey, thank you for Christmas. Thank you.
All right. Next story. Couple married for 70 years.
That was it? Yeah, what dumbasses.
All right, that's what I thought.
Right.
No, it's so sweet. I was scrolling through Facebook and my friend, I call him Crotch. It's a long story. But
wait, you call him what? Crotch?
Yes.
Crotch.
Okay. Because.
Is he satin finish?
Does he also know the price of these Ann Summers bottles?
That's a good question. I wouldn't know the answer to that one, though.
She calls him Crotch.
Was he cream cheese and jelly?
Listen.
What?
They're the those two stories are not are connecting in a way.
Don't make
that
smacking sounds
not...
right now. It'd be bad.
He okay. calls her booty relax.
Right.
He's my dad's best friend. They've been friends forever. And his parents are celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary today. They got married in 1950. That's incredible.
Your dad's friend's name is Crotch?
His last name rhymes with Crotch, so it's a nickname that Rotch. My dad made for him.
Crotch?
Yeah.
Crotch. Crotch. Crotch.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think this would fit in dumbass news, but I've been proven wrong.
70 years.
70 years.
That's phenomenal.
Well, after the first 60, lose sense of smell, so you're good.
70 years.
70 years.
That's amazing.
70 years.
The only way that happens is the guy's ability to just turn off his ears. It's the only way that happens.
Right.
They've been around longer than some sports franchises.
That's true.
70 years.
Yep.
Yup.
70 years.
70. Not 69 or 68, 70.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
That I'm really trying, put it into perspective. Really,
so
really
next year we 71.
70 men.
I'm trying to stall as I look up the post. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Who was president then? Eisenhower?
70 years ago.
1950.
1950. Eisenhower. Right?
Truman.
Truman.
1950.
Truman.
Damn. Eisenhower was next.
Yep. No color Truman. TV yet.
Wow. Houses were like $8.
They were.
So how old were they when
but you
they
made $2
married? Like 11?
A week.
No. Actually, there's a picture here from 1950, and they look beautiful. Her wedding dress has a collar on it, and she's wearing some sort of hat.
Is that her dad with a shotgun?
What kind of a hat? Like a derby? A Viking helmet?
Viking helmet. Vikings! Skull!
Wedding styles have changed. I will not be wearing
and a hat.
Hat. And a hat.
And a hat.
Thank you, Brittany.
And a hat.
Wow. 70 years. Can you picture that?
No.
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 It's a long time.
It is. Yeah. It's 1 year past 69.
Did you
or
know
two
that?
Past 68. Right. Ashley mentioned.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
but one before 71.
It's not 80. It's 70.
Right. It's 1950.
That's
now.
Like how Charlie Faze tells time.
Right.
Exactly.
Jesus. 70
He was
years.
There at the wedding. Jesus.
Women think that's romantic.
Right.
Absolutely. And men?
I think they hear it as like a sentence.
Yeah. I've done 70 years of a life sentence.
It's like a long time. You know, really? Yeah, very romantic.
Very romantic.
70 years.
70 years, three kids. They did good.
The same person.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a long time.
Did you know it's not 69 years or 68?
70 years.
70 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every day you're waking up like, yeah, there you are.
It's you again.
And one of their kids is called Crotch. So, successful.
Crotch Jr. They call him Little Crotch.
Great.
He hates that name, Little Crotch.
70 years.
They call him Pimple.
What do you want for dinner? I don't know. One of the three things you've been making for 70 years.
What kills you quicker?
Oh.
Something fried with lots of lard. Just inject it into my heart.
70 years.
70.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Do you actually even hear any noise when she speaks at that point?
You watch TV really loud.
Maybe you turn your hearing aids off.
That's right.
You're fortunate the hair in your ears has grown so thick you can't hear anymore.
Yeah.
Eh?
Right.
What?
Exactly.
70 years. So what do you talk about at the table? So.
Friends who died.
That's right.
We're the last ones
guess
left.
Guess who died today?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
What'd
so young.
What'd you try today?
Right.
My great-grandma, when she was in assisted living, she did the Italian guilt thing, and every time a resident would pass away, she'd go, "Ah, I'm next. Won't be around here for Christmas time. You better eat what I made now. I'm not going to make it for you in December. I won't be here."
Is that your mother's mother?
Why does she sound Jewish?
Is that your mother's mother?
It's my mother's grandmother, my
okay.
great-grandmother.
All right.
Is she Jewish?
Tell?
Yep.
Italian.
She didn't sound Jewish. Sounds Jewish.
I can't do accents.
He's like Jackie Mason's sister.
Wow, your grandmother got so old she turned Jewish.
That's right. Hello, how are you? Have a nice.
It's scary. It happens.
70 years. Oh, my God.
All right. I don't mean to make it sound not romantic. It's very romantic. 7 years. Congratulations.
That's our job.
You said it sounded like a sentence.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.